Kelly Willis has four children under the age of seven, including a set of twins. So how does she have enough time to tie her shoes, much less write and sing songs like this one, Sweet Sundown?
How did you come be with such a tragic week? How on earth did you know what to say? And could you taste those tears on my trembling lips when you kissed my blues away?
After a five-year hiatus from music to heat about a million baby bottles and coax out 2 million burps, Kelly Willis has a new CD translated from love. She joins us now from the studios of KUT in Austin. Kelly Willis, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, with just half as many children, I still have to ask, did you record the CD just so you could get out of the house, go on tour, and get some sleep?
Partially, yes. You know, my husband's a musician, too, and before we had kids, whoever was leaving the house to go play music was going to work, and that was the person we'd wish luck to, and now whoever's running out the door is going to have fun, and you just kind of go, oh, good luck with all that while I'm gone.
As I understand the development of this album, it started out as what's called a cover album of other people's songs, but you wound up co-writing half of these songs. How'd that happen?
I did. Well, you know, at first I just didn't think I had any time or creative energy, but once I got Chuck Prophet involved as a producer, mm-hmm. He just kind of made us write together. He just said, I'm going to be there on this day and that day, and we're going to write.
Our paperwork says you're in the studio there today with Andrew Nofziger and his
yes.
guitar.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Nofziger.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
And you're going to perform a couple of songs for us, I'm told, beginning with
yeah.
Nobody Wants to Go to the Moon Anymore.
That's right. This is a Damon Bramlett song.
Don't know a soul that wants to visit the moon. That bruise in the sky, that busted balloon. A big rotten egg trashing up the sky. A red face drunk with 100 black eyes. And nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore. Nobody wants to ride on that big rocket ship to that stormy oasis, take that turbulent trip. The truck stops abandoned, the cook broke the grill, they kicked out every window, tainted every cheap thrill. And nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore. Mother vacation there on a senior trip. You were just a sprouting time, a smile on her lips, and she blew all her money that very first day on a fistful of trinkets your grandma threw away. Nobody wants to see the stars that were cast, all those black and white movies, those scenes from the past. The drive is deserted, every speaker's been tossed, projector caught about every last frame was lost. And nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore. Your father found work there, raising the Midway. He put that wheel in the air, hustled toys on the throughway, kissed all the girls, won them all teddy bears, woke up with love in his pockets and gum in his hair. Nobody wants to ride that cannonball through the sky, that bucket of balls to those mansions on high. Why waste a stamp on a postcard from the land of defeat? Why waste a step for mankind when the world's at your feet? And nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore.
Miss Willis, that was just great.
Thank you.
And the imagery of the moon is just wonderful. That bruise in the sky, red face drunk with 100 black eyes, that's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, my friend Damon Bramlett, who lives here in town, wrote that song, and he's just he packs a lot of words into his songs, and I love to cover them, but I curse them at the same time because that makes more opportunity for me to forget them. But when I'm singing, but there, he's really got a wonderful style.
You helped produce your last album a few years ago.
I did.
Is it hard not to do that?
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten to be a little bit of a control freak. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in Nashville for many years and young and kind of being groomed into something that I really wasn't suited for. And in order to kind of get back on the right track for me, I just had to take control. And so I kind of have a holdover from that. I feel like I need to be in control all the time when it's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. So I just finally realized that, hey, I can let somebody else take the reins and it'll be all right.
When you say you were being groomed into something you weren't.
Groomed into something I wasn't suited for, really.
Yeah. Well, what was that? They were trying to make you into...
Well, I was very young when I got signed to MC. I was 20 years old, and I was a very raw talent, and I don't think anybody really knew what to expect. So that meant that everybody had great expectations in whatever area they were hoping for. And in Nashville, of course, they were hoping that I would be a big record seller. I think I was meant to bridge the gap between mainstream country and kind of the whole alternative world of, mm-hmm. you know, edgier stuff. And I just really couldn't deliver for them in that regard, unfortunately. You know, I was not able to be the kind of performer that a lot of Nashville stars are, that can just go out there and just sing and put on a show. And I was incapable of that, unfortunately.
I'd like to listen to one of the songs that you co-wrote on this CD.
Great.
Too Much to Lose. This is, I guess, written with Chuck Prophet and Jewel Scheer.
Well, here comes tomorrow. There's no name for the sorrow I feel. There's nothing more to do but give in to the truth that is. One more bitter drink and song, I'll be so far gone that I can't choose. And it's too much to lose, well, too much to lose, yeah, too much to lose.
That's your husband singing with you?
That is.
Bruce Robinson.
Bruce Robinson, yes.
I'm assuming, as expert as both of you are, that this was still probably not the first take. What's it like when you work in such proximity with your spouse, and you have to sing a touching, even wrenching song like this, over and over and over again?
Oh gosh, you know we've started dating in '91, and so we've played together lots, and we love to sing together. Mm-hmm. It's just one of the greatest things in my life is when I get to sing with him. And so it's really okay to do it over and over.
Do you two sing around the house to your children?
We do. They don't like us to, but we do.
Kids go through that stage where they put their hands over their ears, right?
They frequently tell us to stop singing.
But I ask, because do they know what you do for a living?
They know that we go sing and play music for people. Mm-hmm. My oldest son is actually... run out on stage before and grabbed my leg during a song, you know, wanted me to leave and go home with him, and also stood there on stage staring at the crowd, picking his nose during, you know, a song. So he completely upstaged me. But, you know, it's showbiz, so I was grateful for, you know, that he entertained the crowd.
Yeah. Let me ask you about a song that we want to go out on, that you and Andrew Nofziger are going to perform. The title is translated from Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not one of your songs, but it is the title of your album.
Yes.
So what made you choose this song?
Well, I just love the kind of advice that this song is dispensing. You know, that just to take everything that comes your way and, you know, imagine that it's coming from a loving place and then filter your response mm-hmm. from a loving place. And it's not mushy at all. It's just powerful.
Okay, but let's listen to you and Andrew Nofziger.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. this point, unless you're gonna rock the joint and get it translated from love. And if it goes off the seismograph, you got to control the aftermath and get it translated from love. Translated from love. Could have been the Rosetta Stone, for all I can make it out on my own. Get it translated from love. And it's frightening just to think of, kid, but the most important thing you did was get it translated from love. Translated from love.
Miss Willis, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Willis, accompanied by Andrew Nofziger on guitar, her new CD, Translated from Love. And you can listen to more songs. You can watch her video called Teddy Boys on our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.